KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A suspect was nabbed just hours after allegedly hijacking two off-duty police officers in Durban is currently behind bars. The 34-year-old was caught in a multidisciplinary operation led by Greenwood Park Police last night. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the officers were robbed of their vehicle and service pistols in Avoca Hills yesterday.
A team comprising of Greenwood Park Crime Division officers, Durban North Tax Team officers, Newlands Trio Tax Team members, and private security officials followed up information which led them to Newton A in Inanda, where the suspect was arrested. He was found in possession of two firearms belonging to the two officers with 30 rounds of ammunition. A further search in the house led to the recovery of two more unlicensed firearms with 12 rounds of ammunition. The hijacked vehicle was also recovered.
He will appear in court on Monday. The head of eThekwini's Integrity and Investigations Unit says over 100 fraud and corruption investigations were finalized between July and September last year. Jimmy Ngobo spoke at an anti-fraud and corruption seminar held by the city at the Durban ICC yesterday. The seminar was held to highlight the progress made in addressing a backlog of disciplinary cases of implicated employees. Newswatch's Cinokutle Malinga has more.
Ngobo says in the first quarter of their 2024-2025 financial year, 53 infrastructure theft cases were also completed. Over 140 service delivery complaints were resolved. During this period, four entities and their directors were blacklisted and prevented from doing business with the city. Ngobo says the city currently has 26 active cases with law enforcement agencies. He says 51 employees implicated in fraudulent activities have been dismissed, while 90 employees resigned while investigations were in progress. Cinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And the Johannesburg Stock Exchange has fined President Cyril Ramaphosa's former advisor, Thabi Leoka, for misrepresenting her qualifications. This comes after she failed to prove the authenticity of her claimed PhD from the London School of Economics. Leoka, who served on the board of Remgro, Anglo-American Platinum and MTN, was part of Ramaphosa's Economic Council. She has incurred a 500,000 rand penalty. And abroad, an airstrike hit Lebanon's southern suburbs today, sending plumes of grey smoke into the sky after the Israeli military called for people to evacuate. The state-run national news agency said an Israeli drone fired two missiles today. Your top story this hour, a suspect who was nabbed just hours after allegedly hijacking two off-duty police officers in Durban is currently behind bars. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.